Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
No team in the NFL is as diverse and multiple with their formations and their looks at a base personnel packages as the New England Patriots. They will often line up in 21 personnel, and they'll line up with that in empty. They'll line up with that in 2x2 spread sets. As I said, they're as multiple as any team in the league out of base personnel, and they very often do this in normal down and distance situations. So they're getting base defensive personnel, and they're getting what we call default coverages. It could be man, it could be zone, but they know what the coverage will be. Let's look at this concept in action. Here's a great example of it. You initially see Rex Burkhead offset in the backfield to the field. Now, the wide split receiver to the field here is the fullback, James Devlin. Again, it's base personnel. It's two backs, 21 personnel. Gronkowski is sort of in a tight slot on that same side. But what do the Patriots do? They motion Burkhead outside of Gronkowski. This confirms the coverage because the Saints bring a linebacker with Burkhead to play him. They now know it's man-to-man, but they have the matchup they want. Burkhead in the slot running a vertical route against a linebacker. That's exactly what they want. That's what they got. And this becomes a throw for Brady. It's defined before the snap of the ball, and it's a 19-yard touchdown. This is what the Patriots do so, so well. Now, they also attack zone coverages really well. You look at the AFC Championship game. They're playing the Jaguars. Jaguars are a predominant zone defensive team. They either play quarters or cover three. This was second down, normal down and distance. They're in cover three. So what do the Patriots do? They're in an empty set. Look to the top of the screen. What do you see there? Deion Lewis is split outside the numbers. Brandon Cooks is in the slot. That's to the boundary, the short side of the field. But again, it's base personnel. James Devlin, the fullback, is all the way at the bottom of the screen. They do this a lot. You will see Devlin split. They rarely ever throw the ball to him, but it helps define coverage and routes. So what do they get here with Cooks in the slot? They get cover three, as I said. So that means there's a linebacker, Telvin Smith, lined up over Cooks. Now, he's not playing man-to-man because linebackers don't play wide receivers like Cook man-to-man. So this is cover three, zone. Cooks is just going to run a vertical route. He's going to run right by Smith, and the single high safety is not going to get there. So this becomes a defined read, a defined throw for Tom Brady, and he hits Cooks for 31 yards. Again, this was the second play of the game in the AFC Championship game, but this is what the Patriots do exceptionally well that the Eagles must be prepared to defend. The Patriots will line up with base personnel, very often with a fullback on the field. They'll spread the field. They could be empty. They could have a back in the backfield in a 2x2 set or a 3x1 set, but it makes it very difficult to defend because you get mismatches, and that's something the Eagles must be ready for.
All right, Ike Reese, the Patriots are so good offensively getting matchups that they want against the defense. What do the Eagles do defensively to identify who the ball could possibly go to?
Well, you got to have pre-snap recognition, right? You got to understand, okay, this is the formation that they're in. This is the personnel that they're in. And then there are adjustments to be made off of that versus the offensive formation going to a one-back set like you see here with the Vikings when they're motioning out Latavius Murray, or if they decide to go to an empty backfield set, there's always adjustments. What you got here in this first series versus the Vikings is communication issues, right? We got a blitz on, so you're going to get Latavius Murray lining up out here on the outside. You see Rodney and Malcolm discussing, okay, who's going, who's not going. They decided Rodney's the guy that's going to go. You're going to see Rodney drop down here in the box. He's on the blitz. Now, when the back steps out here, these are the guys that have to make the adjustment now because they're the guys in coverage. So you got the two corners over here. They should be on the two receivers. Now, what you should have is Michael Kendricks coming out here to be lined up on Latavius Murray. And then you got Nigel Bradham and Najee Good on the other back and the remaining tight end there. But you got a new middle linebacker in there who's probably not used to the formation. They give him something they weren't necessarily ready for. There's confusion before the snap of the ball. You see Najee still trying to communicate to Michael. Somebody has to get out here because you got two guys with three guys over here. He's not ready at the snap of the ball, and by the time the ball is snapped, he's already out of position on a Pro Bowl tight end in Kyle Rudolph. Case Keenum recognizes that the blitz is coming. You got a single high safety. He knows the rest of the guys are in man-to-man coverage based on how they move when Latavius Murray came out here. He knows he has all of this field open to get the ball to Kyle Rudolph, and you're going to see him make a nice, easy pitch and catch throw. But this all started with not having good pre-snap recognition, understanding the adjustments that were going to be made based on backfield formation, whether it goes to a single back set or an empty backfield set. Those are the things that you have to know prior to the ball being snapped. If they go empty, these are the adjustments we have to make. Planning as a team like New England, that's what Bill Belichick does to your defense. He puts a personnel grouping out there, and he'll go to empty just to see how you adjust to it, whether you're in man or you're in zone, and then he'll come back later in the game and exploit that very same personnel. You have to know all of your empty backfield set adjustments and your single backfield set adjustments when you line up against the Patriots.
That's a good point. And Tom Brady loves getting the ball to his backs, Deion Lewis and Rex Burkhead. So is this good that they have 2 weeks, the Eagles defense, to prepare for all this?
No, it most certainly is. You're going to have to download as much information as you can on what the Patriots do. Here's the other thing that can be sort of confusing and a real advantage for the Patriots. They may show you one game plan with personnel groupings against a team like the Jaguars, and then when you go in there to face them, they'll give you something completely different. That's the genius of New England and why they've had the success that they've had. Our guys are going to have to do extra homework this week, getting ready for multiple personnel groupings and empty backfield sets and single backfield sets, and be ready to make the adjustments accordingly.